In most of Europe, the Christmas season lasts for exactly 1 month. Things gear up around St. Nicholas Day on December 6th and wind up with the wise men and the Feast of Epiphany just after New Year's. Today on Travel with Rick Steves, we'll warm up to the holidays as Stefan Bozajev explains the unique old world customs they observe in Bulgaria and what they represent. That's in just a minute. Not far from Bulgaria, the residents of Istanbul are excited about a number of improvements to their powerhouse city. Turkish tour guide Lali Sermon Aran tells us what's new in a bit. And culinary historian Sarah Lohman brings us the untold story of American cuisine. It's found in 8 ingredients that you probably have in your spice rack or kitchen pantry. 8 essential flavors from around the world that unite our palates all across North America. Let's start the hour with a Bulgarian-style Christmas, and Stefan Bozajev's our guide.
Thank you for having me, Rick. Yes, now we are getting ready for Christmas. What is really important for us is the Christmas Eve day. We prepare very special meals, and all of them, they have to be vegan. No meat at the table, no dairy products, no eggs, only vegan, and the number of meals is also very special. They should be odd number. Otherwise, we are not allowed to eat.
Now, wait a minute. And this is new for me. Odd number of people at the table, you mean? Like 3 or 5?
Odd number of meals on the table. Like different dishes.
Dishes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then vegan, is that something that's a modern health thing or is that a traditional thing?
Actually, having a vegan meal is very old. It is the way how we celebrate the traditions, because it is the end of the Christmas fast. And for us, fasting equals being vegan for 40 days.
So you fast before Christmas? I thought you fast before Easter.
So we fast before Christmas, we fast before Easter, we fast before the Assumption of Virgin Mary. We fast a lot.
It's a fast society. My goodness. Okay, so you've been fasting, and then you come out of the fast, and you're going to have vegan food and a big celebration.
Exactly. And before starting eating, of course, there should be a prayer said and incense lit. Having incense means that we will chase all the evil spirits away from this home, away from this neighborhood, away from this town.
Now, this is the Orthodox Christian tradition, and I met an Orthodox priest who was very interested in introducing me to the incense. It was like there's two kinds of people in the world, those who understand incense and those who don't understand incense. Do you understand incense?
I was born with a deep understanding and appreciation of incense. It's in my heart.
Tell us about it, because it's something that the typical American, whether they go to church or not, we don't get incense.
Definitely, when you go to an Eastern Orthodox church, you will smell something bizarre, and that's the smell of incense. Actually, it is believed that it helps of chasing those evil spirits away. It's the home of God, and incense just helps. And then at the same time, when we have the different celebrations at home, and especially talking about Christmas Eve, the presence of incense is vital. The meaning of it is, let us be healthy. Let us keep the evil away. That's why we have this smell.
This beautiful priest that I was talking with in an Eastern Orthodox church, he pulled out a box of incense, and it was like a painter's collection of different colors of paint for his palette. And it was like he was painting the atmosphere with the incense. And depending on the feeling he wanted to create, he would pull different bits of incense out of this box, and he knew what he was designing. He was an interior designer. He was a painter. He was a master at setting the table so we would have the proper sensual experience. Is that something that characterizes an Orthodox church, maybe compared to a Protestant church?
Absolutely. This will be something that would make a distinction. This is something that we would have deep into the roots of Eastern Orthodox. This is something that whenever you enter our churches, regardless if it's a large cathedral or a tiny church in the countryside, this is something that you'll find in common, repeating, because this is something vital and this is something that is part of our traditions.
We're talking with Stefan Bozajev of Bulgaria. It's Christmas time. And Stefan, you've been celebrating Christmas for a lifetime in Bulgaria. Tell us the way the event plays out on Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day. Where do you go? What do you do? Who are you with?
Well, definitely it's a family celebration. It's a family thing. We get together, we enjoy love, we enjoy food. And then when it's midnight, we're waiting for guests to come. And these guests are the young boys from the neighborhood. They would come and sing carols and give us blessings. And then, on the next day, most typically, we'll be ready for another tradition. All of those families in the countryside who have their pigs, it is the time to turn the pig into something else, to turn it into food. And don't get me wrong, Rick, this is something that is very traditional. This is something that would preserve us as a different people from our neighbors, for example.
So you slaughter the pig and have a festival?
We slaughter the pig and have a festival. And we have all of our friends and relatives and neighbors coming up. And then typically a quarter of the pig will be prepared and eaten on the spot. Because you have to feed all those people who came to help you with this task.
And what would be on the table? What would you be eating for that great Christmas feast?
Well, definitely it will be pork. Pork is the traditional meat that we will have for Easter. And quite often it would come with pickled cabbage and also different pickles for starter. Because it's hard to find fresh salads. So we have pickles, of course, with rakia. And then we go to the pork.
We go to the pork. When you think way back to your early childhood, what are your first memories? What are your most beautiful memories of Christmas in
Bulgaria?
Well,
snow. A lot of snow going into my village and slaughtering the pig.
There's a lot of different cultures, different societies that celebrate Christmas on different days. Sometimes it starts early with St. Nicholas or Santa Lucia. Sometimes it's Christmas Eve, sometimes it's Christmas Day, sometimes it's Epiphany on January 6th. What are the big days in the Bulgarian calendar for the Christmas season?
Definitely it will be St. Nicholas Day. It is mandatory to have fish on the table. Most typically it will be stuffed carp. And then, of course, we come to December 24th when it is the Christmas Eve, and then the big day, December 25th, when it is Christmas. And practically the cycle is finished with the Epiphany Day, when we have another tradition. I mean the priest. The Orthodox priest will throw the cross into the freezing waters of a lake, of a river, and young men will jump to rescue the cross. The one who would be the first one would be blessed with health and happiness throughout the year. And that's on Epiphany.
Sounds like it's a busy time for the Orthodox priest.
It is very busy time, but it is busy for everyone. But in the end of the day, traditions, these are just traditions. And even if they keep us busy, we love them and we respect them.
We're learning about the importance of Christmas season traditions in Bulgaria from one of that country's most knowledgeable tour guides, Stefan Bozajev. He guides with Luba Tours, named in memory of the woman who first introduced us to Bulgarian holiday traditions back in 2010 on Travel with Rick Steves. He posts photos on Facebook at Down the Road with Stefan, and that's Stefan with an F. How about the gifts? Are gifts a big part of Christmas from the perspective of a small child in Bulgaria? Opening up the present, Santa Claus, and that sort of thing.
It is very important. But years ago, it was not the Christmas Day. It was on the New Year's Day, back in the communist time, when Christmas was seen as a religious holiday. This is why the communists wanted to have another holiday, and that was New Year's Day. And then we didn't have Santa Claus. We had Dyadu Mraz, or Grandpa Cold. That was the name in Bulgarian language. That was the person to bring gifts to the kids. And now, today, there are families that celebrate both of the days with presents, not only for the children. We are all little children deep into our hearts.
So that's interesting, because you had the communist time, and which was anti-church and atheistic, and they wanted to take that energy but translate it from a holy day to more of just a festival day, New Year's Day. And Grandpa Cold, would that be like we have the Father Frost?
Definitely. That's our equivalent.
Father Frost, yeah.
Father Frost,
but exactly. But then when you got freedom, there was an appetite to take the focus back to December 25. You were free to do that when the communists were gone.
Absolutely. And now in more families, this will be actually the day celebrated with presents under the Christmas tree.
And when you look back at this Christmas, what will you remember as the highlight for you and your loved ones?
Probably it was the fact that we were together with my loved ones. We had food on our table. We had roofs above our heads. And we enjoyed it in peace, because there are people who are not able to do that these days.
Stefan Bosicev, thank you so much for sharing with us a fascinating look at a different Christmas tradition. And I hope you have a beautiful Bulgarian Christmas time with you and your family. And I hope you also have a Happy New Year. How do you say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in Bulgaria?
Vesela Koleda i Chestita Nova Godina.
Merry Christmas, Stefan. Thank you.
Vesela Koleda, Rick. Благодаря.
Благодаря. We provide links to Stefan Bosicev and all of today's guests in this week's show notes at ricksteves.com/radio. We'll see how many of the 8 essential spices you might have in your kitchen as Sarah Lohman looks at the basic flavors we all tend to enjoy. But first, let's hear what's new in Istanbul on Travel with Rick Steves.